Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Good morning. This is Evans Lamb from UBS Financials. On our last few topics, we talk about productivity gain, we talk about inflation, we talk about market. But this time, I really want to address certain myths about our economic growth. A lot of clients have asked me why, over the last few years, the economic estimate always underestimate the actual economic number. So our actual GDP number actually is always better than estimate. And so why is that? And how is our economy, with years, the last few years of people talking about recession, and there's no recession? I think it all comes down to the understanding of the GDP compositions. And is looking at the long term, the economic growth is two simple components. Is economic growth is equal to the population growth plus productivity gain. So if you're looking at US at a population growth at 1%, if you're looking at on average our productivity gain for the last 30 years is about 1.5, then you're looking at a long-term GDP growth at 2.5%. So for the last 4 years, we have the GDP growth at, we have the productivity gain at 2% per year for the last 4 years. So you can expect our GDP growth on average to be more than 3%. But yet, you know, within this GDP calculation, I think, again, it misses out a lot of components. I always suspect that, as I mentioned last time, our calculation of the productivity gain has been obsolete, need to be updated, or need to be better addressed the productivity gain from all the new technology. And especially in a lot of factor that is not being measured in a monetary way. For argument's sake, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you don't have Netflix. Or you have Netflix, you have to go to the rental store. Now you pay $20 a month and you can watch 100 movies in a month. So you are really getting a lot of economic benefits from this $20. So, but it's not necessary means that there's more economic output because you still spend $20 a month. So that is a little bit kind of puzzling me, is that whether we're doing a good job in understanding the dramatic transformation of AI, first with the internet economy, and second with the apps economy, then now with the AI revolution, whether the economic growth is accurately measured. And I believe that our economic gain has always been consistently underestimated because we consistently underestimated the productivity gain. So again, this is a thought, but I found it just very interesting to demystify why, you know, regardless of all this recession call, we always have the economic growth.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.